The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning. Earlier, before the walking session, I suggested that people look for the suggestion of pleasure in those moments when attention was resting comfortably on the present moment, what's happening right now. You can call that concentration or mindfulness. It's both. Pleasure is a very important ingredient in this practice. And I feel kind of sad when I talk about it to people who haven't practiced very much and haven't felt it yet. They act like I'm a little crazy, that I'm talking about this pleasure being, or this practice being pleasant, because, you know, until you get to that point, it's a little like pounding rocks. Because there's this effort to chase down the attention and haul it back to what we've chosen to pay attention to, usually the breathing. And the self-punishment when you discover that the attention has wandered off into fantasy or whatever, just not resting comfortably on the breath anymore. So at that stage of practice, and it doesn't just have to be newcomers to meditation, it can be me early in the morning, you know, when I have just driven down from Oakland and I'm a little frazzled from traffic or whatever. It takes a while. It takes a while for the mind to settle. I have been doing a lot of studying and practice with concentration lately, and one teacher talked about the surf zone with scuba diving. Sometimes, if it's a gradual entry from the beach, you need to walk in backwards, and it's a kind of a dangerous and difficult process, because in that area where, you know, the surf is breaking, it's easy to get knocked over. Well, as we're settling into our meditation, we have to go through that surf zone in the form of the hindrances. All the stuff that comes up in the mind and knocks us off. And it has to do with how much energy there is in the body. If there isn't enough, then we tend to kind of fall asleep, get bored. If there's too much, we're restless. And it has to do with what we're wanting in our lives or not wanting. And also whether or not we really have faith in what we're doing. These are the sources of the surf in our mind. And as long as we're going through them, it's going to be kind of a rough process. But then as things settle down, it gets very sweet. It gets so delightful. And two of the components are this physical pleasure that is called rapture, and then the mental pleasure that is usually translated as happiness. At that point, once we're past the surf zone, we don't really have to look so much for the pleasure. It's there. All we have to do is let it in. And then we can use it to increase the concentration. But in the surf zone, we really have to look for the pleasure. And I'm going to switch to another metaphor now, and that is the metaphor of the tapestry. You know, they're not that common now, but historically, there were these wonderful wall coverings that were intricate designs of stitches. I mean, women would spend their lives making these tapestries and bright, different colors, and every now and then they would use a gold thread to add sparkle to the design. And these, you know, they would tell stories. Some tapestries are really the only historical documents we have for key events as the eons have gone by. But these gold threads are what I'm talking about when we're in the choppy zone of our practice, which, you know, for most of us is most of it. To look for that little sparkle of pleasure, the golden thread of that moment when the mind lies down like a puppy. You know, one metaphor after another. But now we're on puppy. We're loving and gentle with this puppy most of the time. And we put it down and we tell it to stay. But its nature is that it wants to play. It has all of the hindrances. But after a while, it'll stay. And in that moment, we got to love it. We got to really savor the fact that the mind has settled down. And for however long, you know, you can't count on it going for X amount of time. But just right now, that puppy has settled. And the importance of appreciating that moment, that glimmering moment of pleasure, is that, as I mentioned before, it helps build the concentration. It also helps motivate us to keep coming back. To keep coming back to the breath, to keep coming back to practice. Because we've tasted the sweetness. We've seen the beauty of the clear mind that in that moment is able to see things just as they are right now. Now, during the walking session, I had a great experience of the surf zone. I was enjoying the feeling of the feet lifting, moving, settling over and over. And then I had a thought about how I had failed at something. And it just stuck right to my idea of me, of who I am. And I could feel everything in me, my body, my mind, just tighten right up, like one of those, we call them mealy bugs or round bugs, that just instantly close up and kind of roll away. That's how I felt. And I was amazed at how awful it felt. That sort of the opposite of the pleasure of that moment of being present. our minds, our brains, are primitive organs. They've been around for longer than human beings. They've evolved from animals that were prey. Their job is to keep us alive. And so they really hold on to the unpleasant. They don't care about our being happy, really. They just want us to survive and remember what hurts us. It's our job to fill our lives with this positive energy and to cultivate our capacity to savor happiness and pleasure when it arises, not to cling to it, but to let it motivate us to keep coming back to this moment of truth about what is, free from the surf zone, all of the I's, the me's, and the mine of our daily chatter in our minds, and let the mind just rest in that moment of pleasure, that golden thread that we can just stay alert for in our practice and in our lives.